MMA name of Daniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey, lovely folks, MMA McDaniel here, and I'm so thankful that you chose to tune in today to the Have You Heard podcast. Today's really special because we're going to be in Matthew 6, not only talking about prayer and giving and fasting, but our heart behind those things whenever we're living them out. So, without further ado, faith comes by hearing, grab your headphones, and let's get into the Word. So, y'all, this is really, really simple, but I pray that it goes deep into your hearts as it has mine and just kind of allows you to take a step back and evaluate why you do the things that you do. I'm going to be reading a little bit from Matthew 6. So if you have your Bibles, that's where we're going to be today. Starting in verse 1, Jesus says, "Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity." He says, "I tell you the truth." This is where the title of today's message is coming from. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give," this is how Jesus says we are to give. He says, "But when you give to someone in need, don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you." Continuing on to talk about prayer in verse 5, Jesus says, "When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get." Notice he said that two times now about both giving and prayer. He says, "But this is how I want you to pray. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you." And fast forwarding a little bit to verse 16, he then talks about fasting for a hot minute. He says, "And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting." And then he says it again in regard to fasting too. "I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But this is how I want you to fast." He says, "But when you fast, comb your hair, wash your face, put yourself together. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you." So three different times in regard to prayer, in regard to giving, and in regard to fasting, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth." I'm not just blowing off steam here. "I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get." And what is this reward that he's talking about? It's the reward of having people affirm you, the reward of having people praise you, the reward of having people acknowledge you, saying, "Oh, they're so spiritual, they're so good, they're so prayerful. Look at them, they're fasting, they're so holy." Like, it's affirmation and praise and attention and acknowledgement from people. That is the reward. And he's saying, that's the only reward they'll get. It literally leaves as quick as it came. Like, even in today's society, I think no matter who you are and no matter what generation you're a part of, everybody likes to be acknowledged. Everybody likes to have affirmation and have people see them, take note of them, say good things about them. But in today's culture, we have the ability to hear that affirmation in a way that no other generation has ever had. Because of social media, we can literally make hundreds, if not thousands, of people aware of what we're doing and give likes and give comments and give approval just in the click of a button. And Jesus is saying here, what is your heart behind what you're doing? Whenever you're giving to the needy, whenever you're serving the poor, whenever you're encouraging people in your day-to-day coming in and going out, whenever you're seeking me in prayer and talking with me and approaching my throne and asking me things and telling me your requests, what is your heart behind that? Whenever you're fasting, what is your heart behind that? And that's what I really want us to go to God honestly today and evaluate our own lives and ask ourselves, God, Search my heart and know me. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Because I remember whenever I was in high school and I was a junior, and it was like around Thanksgiving time, and the Lord just put it on my heart, like, treat others the way you would want to be treated. And that thought just kind of grew on itself. And I was like, well, how would I want to be treated? And as it grew, for some reason in that moment, I was like, I would love to receive a Christmas card so badly. Like, that would just be so kind if someone not only thought of me, but they acted on that thought and they gave me a card to show me that I had been on their mind and that I meant something to them. And then the thought kept growing, and I thought, I want everyone to feel that way. Like, I want everyone to feel that way. And then it grew into, what if I went to a public high school and there were like 4,000 students in my high school? And I was like, what if every single student in my high school got to get a Christmas card? And it was about a month before everybody was going off for winter break. And so I like invited people from the community, from my soccer team, from different, like, my outreach for Christ club at school, from people just in my youth group. Like, they would all come over to my house, and over the matter of a month, we made 4,000 Christmas cards. And before everybody went off to Christmas break, I like distributed them all into everybody's homeroom. And what was so interesting, though, is that some people threw them away as they were walking out of the classroom. And other people, next year, my senior year, teachers still had them pinned up on their little bulletin boards in their classroom. Like, some people loved them and were still talking about them a year later. And other people literally threw them away, couldn't even care less. What if the reason that I did those things, what if the reason that I was giving, the reason that I was serving these people was so that I could be affirmed by them, was so that I could be acknowledged, was so that I could be taken note of and people could affirm me and praise me and think, oh, she's so nice. She's so thoughtful. She took all this time to serve us. Well, that praise and affirmation would have left as soon as it came. And there are people who didn't even praise me. There are people who didn't even acknowledge it. Jesus says, if the reason that you are serving people is just so that they will affirm you, then that's the only reward you're going to get. But then he goes on to say it, and he says, like, about giving, about praying, and about fasting, he says, give your gifts, go into your room and shut the door and pray, wash your face and fast. That doesn't matter if people know that you're fasting or not. And he says, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And in James 1, we read that our Father, every good and perfect gift comes from Him. So I know that, of course, it's not just because of the reward that we will get from the Lord, from serving and from praying and fasting in private. That's not the sole reason that we do it. But if Jesus emphasizes it about all of these things that our Father who sees in secret will reward us, I also don't want to run over that either. Like, I don't want to totally neglect that God is a God who gives good gifts to His children. And how much greater of a gift and reward will the Father give you if you are seeking for His approval? Galatians 1:10 says, am I here for the approval of people? No, I'm here for God's approval. If I were here for the approval of people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Paul says in Colossians 3:23 to do whatever you do. In this case, if it's giving, if it's praying, if it's fasting, do it all wholeheartedly for the Lord.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So, let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your peace, robbing you of joy, preventing you from carrying God's yoke that is easy and His burden that is light, that He intends for you to carry, He designed you to carry? Are you walking through something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that for many of us, that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and can get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers 4 different ways to get connected to a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think that Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/MMA/. What is the motive behind what you do? Is it so people will think highly of you, or is it genuinely to bless people, to grow closer to God, and to look more like Jesus? I just want to share a little bit of my notes with y'all because just to kind of recap, as I was studying through the scripture myself, the reward that Jesus is saying, this is the only reward that they will get if they are just seeking to be noticed by people. It's exactly that. They're going to be seen. They're going to be praised by people. They're going to receive the glory of men. But this, whenever this is the reward that you are seeking for them to say how spiritual or great you are, then you may be receiving your reward right then and there. And that gift being approval, attention, affirmation, but it will indeed leave as quickly as it came. But if you are living for the purpose, if you are giving for the purpose, if you are praying for the purpose, if you are fasting for the purpose of seeking God, glorifying God, blessing people, and growing more into the likeness of Christ, then the Father who sees your heart and sees what is done in secret with no selfish motive of recognition or praise, he will reward you. The Father is always very much so paying attention. 1 Samuel 16:7 says that the people don't look at the things that the Lord looks at. For people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord, he looks at the heart. And also note that Jesus is not saying here that like you people can never know that you give or you can never pray at a restaurant or never pray in where people can see you or people can hear you or like people can never know that you fast ever. Like that's not the point. The point is the heart behind what you do. Are you doing it to bring glory to God? Are you doing it so that people can take notice of you? Because there's such different motives and they bring such different rewards too. I don't know about you, but I would much rather experience what my Heavenly Father has in store than the temporary approval of people that comes and goes like a mist. What is the heart behind what you're doing? So powerful. Jesus said, I tell you the truth that if you're seeking the approval of people, then congratulations. You got the approval of people, but that's the biggest reward that you're going to get. And today's message is really simple, but again, I do pray that it just sinks deep and kind of makes you think and evaluate. Why do I serve? Why do I give? In my case, why did I make Christmas cards and give it to all the students in my school? Was it so that I could have a good reputation? Or was it so that I could bless people and bring glory to the name of my Father? Big, big difference. And something else that I want to note here is that Jesus, in all 3 of these occasions, he doesn't say, if you give, or if you pray, or if you fast, but he says, when. And this current video is being, or this current, if you're listening, this current episode is being recorded about a week and a half like before it's being aired. So by the time that you're listening or watching this, I recorded it about a week and a half ago at the time that we were hearing a lot of news, probably still are as you're listening or watching, a lot of news about the people in Afghanistan and about Taliban being in control and about people trying to flee and then also about the earthquake that has happened in Haiti. And friends, this is a call to action and prayer. Again, Jesus said, not if you pray, but when you pray. And so I just want to not only bring to light, if you're not already aware of the things that are happening around our world, of hurting people, scared people, the livelihoods of people being at risk, people who don't know God, people who are not hating what is evil but clinging to what is good. They are hating what is good and clinging to what is evil. People who are experiencing natural disasters and may not know where their next meal is coming from. There is trouble in this world, but Jesus said, "Take heart, for I've overcome the world." And not only did he say to take heart because I've overcome the world, but because of who Jesus is and through believing in him, we can boldly approach God's throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need. We are told in scripture to devote ourselves to prayer. This is in Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5 that we are to pray without ceasing. And here in Matthew 6 in today's message, not if, but when you pray. And so why not put this into action today? And this is not to look more holy. This is not, it does grow us in holiness, but it is not so that we can be seen a certain way by certain people or be thought of a certain way by certain people. This is to pray, is to be obedient to God and to take God at his word, knowing that he already knows what we need. And he invites us into his presence to ask him, to bring our requests before him. And he promises to guard our hearts and our minds in his peace that surpasses all understanding. That is the God that we serve. And whenever we realize the realness, the power, and the effectiveness of prayer, I could care less what people think of me whenever I pray. My only focus is that my God is who he says he is, and I get to be in his presence and intercede on behalf of people who may not even know him. Intercede on behalf of people who I've never even met. Intercede on behalf of people who are terrified out of their minds and don't know what tomorrow is going to look like in their life. So friend, as you give, as you serve, as you pray, as you fast, not if you do, but as you do, as you go, seek the Lord. And one prayer that I pray all the time, and I've mentioned it many times on this podcast, is God, search my heart and know me. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me. In other words, see if there's any motive in me that seeks you, but really with the desire just to be seen a certain way by people. And remove that, God. Create in me a pure heart that simply desires to seek you and bless people. And trust that prayer is powerful. Trust that giving makes a difference unto your name. Trust that fasting does help me focus more on you and grow in intimacy with you and into the likeness of Christ. Y'all, I love you. And I pray that you take this so, so seriously. I pray that you yourself go and read Matthew 6 today and think on it and ponder on it and memorize scripture from it and hide it in your heart and live it out, knowing that this is like the word of God is alive and active. It's been made profitable for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness so that we may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Jesus was not just talking to the people who are with him presently in that moment. Jesus was talking to us today. So may we live like that to be true and be obedient to the word of God because we love the God that spoke these words. I love y'all, and I believe in you, and I also believe that whenever you give, whenever you pray, and whenever you fast to your Father who sees in secret with the desire to bless people and glorify his name, that your life will be changed for the better. Don't settle for the only reward that you'll get is people affirming you. You are made for a much bigger reward than that. You are made for a much more satisfying life than that. You are made just to experience the goodness of God in a way that simply seeking the approval of people can't provide. Be sure and rate and review and download and share it with your people. And you can go follow my personal page, 1 Corinthians 13_love, and the official podcast page, HaveYouHeard_podcast. Also, go check out our merch with Clothed in Love. You don't want to miss out on that and exciting collections to come. So y'all are wonderful, and I hope that y'all's week is just so, so sweet. I'll talk to y'all soon. I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.